We are waiting.
I am waiting for my case to come up.
And I am waiting for a rebirth of wonder.
And I am waiting for someone to really discover America and whale.
For the discovery of a new symbolic Western frontier.
And I am waiting for the American eagle to really spread its wings and straighten up and fly right.
And I am waiting for the war to be fought, which will make the world safe for anarchy.
And I am waiting for the final withering away of all governments.
And I am perpetually awaiting a rebirth of wonder.
I am waiting for the great divide to be crossed. And I am anxiously waiting for the secret of eternal life to be discovered by an obscure general practitioner.
And I am waiting to set sail for happiness.
And I am waiting
for a reconstructed Mayflower to reach America with its picture story and TV rights sold in advance to the natives.
And I am waiting for the lost music to sound again in the lost continent in a new rebirth of wonder.
U.S. vets reportedly captured by Russian troops in Ukraine as families scramble to learn more. Two U.S. veterans were reportedly captured by Russian troops in Ukraine last week, with their families and lawmakers now working to find out what happened and whether they are in Russian custody. The U.S. State Department confirmed that it is aware of media reports that two American citizens and veterans who were volunteers in Ukraine have been captured.
Military.com, in speaking to government officials and family members, has been able to confirm that both men, Alexander Druki, 39, and Andy Ween, 27, were veterans who traveled to Ukraine in April. Their families now say both have since gone missing. The Telegraph first reported that a pair of American volunteers with a regular Ukrainian army unit were taken prisoner near the city of Kharkiv. The reports of their capture come on the heels of the news that two captured British volunteers in Ukraine were sentenced to death by a high court in the Russian-backed Donetsk People's Republic. Both British and UN officials sharply condemned those sentences. Lois Druki, Alexander's mother, told Military.com that her son was an army veteran of 8 years, left the military as a staff sergeant, and volunteered to train Ukrainians starting in April. Military.com reached out to the army to independently verify Druki's service history but did not immediately hear back, although Druki's mother did share photos showing her son in uniform. Local media in Ween's home state of Alabama reported that he was a Marine veteran who left to fight in Ukraine in April after seeing images of Ukrainian teenagers battling Russian forces. Congressman Robert Adderholt, R., Alabama, released a statement saying that Ween's family reached out to his office after not hearing from him since June 8, 2022, when he was in the Kharkiv area of Ukraine. Adderholt's statement referred to Ween as a former service member. Military.com reached out to the Marine Corps to independently verify Ween's service history but did not immediately hear back. Going dark for a day or two. Druki's mother said that her son left the U.S. in April for Ukraine without intending to join any specific volunteer group and emphasized that he went to train, not fight in any military capacity. He met up with some other Americans that had been traveling together searching for a unit that could use their expertise in training, Lois Druki said. He was not there to fight. He was just there to train. Lois Druki said that her son was part of the Army's Chemical Corps, having served 2 tours in Iraq. Alex did not re-enlist after his second tour in Iraq, she said. He came home with severe PTSD, and he has been searching for a purpose in life. She continued, and when this happened in Ukraine, he studied the situation for quite a while and finally said, I've got the ability and the knowledge to help train the Ukrainian soldiers. Lois Druki said the last time she spoke to her son was over text on June 8, when he said that he'd be going dark for a day or two, the same day that Ween's family told their congressman they last heard from their son. On June 13, one of those close friends called me and said that they had been out on a mission and that it had gone bad, Lois Druki said. Everyone made it back to camp except Alex and the soldier that I knew only as Care Bear, because they all use code names. She said she later learned that the other volunteer was Ween. Druki's mom said she was contacted by someone going by the name of Pip, who claimed to be in her son's volunteer unit. Pip told her that her son was missing and presumed captured based on an intercepted Russian communique that talked about having captured two Americans near the area where Alex and Andy went missing, she said. Lois Druki gave military.com the contact info for Pip, who responded to an inquiry via an encrypted communication app. Pip said he was also a U.S. military veteran but declined to provide his name, and military.com could not independently confirm his identity or his claims. Pip said that the mission gone bad occurred on June 9th and sent military.com a telegram message of the alleged Russian communication claiming the capture of two Americans and a map of the area that the American volunteers were allegedly operating in northeast of Kharkiv. Military.com did confirm that Lois Druki received the information she relayed about the two Americans from this individual. She added that she has been in contact with the State Department and the Red Cross. Staff from the offices of Senators Richard Shelby and Tommy Tuberville, both Republican Alabama, and Representative Terry Sewell, Democrat Alabama, said that they were aware of Druki's situation and were working to assist the family. An aide from Sewell's office noted that they haven't been able to confirm details of Druki's disappearance or whether he has been captured. They also noted that they've been in touch with Adderholt, who has been advocating for Ween and his family. Adderholt's statement noted that his office has reached out to the State Department and the FBI for more information. The State Department, in its statement, said that it is closely monitoring the situation and is in contact with Ukrainian authorities. "I am so proud of him," Druki's mother said. He said, "Mom, if I die over there, I have died doing something I truly believe is a good thing. I'm over there for purpose, and it'll be a warrior's death. Just know that I did what I believed was right to do. I believe that I am helping to save American lives, not just Ukrainian lives." The Law of War. Military.com has previously spoken to experts who explain that volunteering to serve in Ukraine's Foreign Legion is risky because Russia has expressed an unwillingness to abide by the laws of armed conflict. Claire Finkelstein, the founder and academic director of the Center for Ethics and the Rule of Law, told Military.com in an email Wednesday that, assuming a former U.S. service member was taking orders from the Ukrainian military, wearing their uniforms, and carrying their arms openly, they would be entitled to full POW treatment under the Geneva Conventions. This means, among other things, that they have combatant immunity, and thus cannot be punished or held criminally liable for joining the fight, she added. However, the reports of the two men's capture come less than a week after death sentences were handed down to two British men who were captured by the Russian-backed Donetsk People's Republic while fighting for Ukraine. The UK's Foreign Secretary, Liz Truss, called the sentences a sham judgment with absolutely no legitimacy in a statement issued Thursday, while asserting both men were prisoners of war. Finkelstein pointed out that, from statements the Russians have made, there is already a suggestion that Russia will not accord foreign fighters POW treatment and will be unlikely to respect their human rights and the law of armed conflict. Russia's position on the volunteers has been clear. It considers them mercenaries rather than combatants. None of the mercenaries the West is sending to Ukraine to fight for the nationalist regime in Kyiv can be considered as combatants in accordance with international humanitarian law or enjoy the status of prisoners of war, Russian Defense Ministry spokesman Igor Konishenkov said in March, according to TASS, Russia's state-run news agency. Any mistreatment of the U.S. servicemen or a decision to execute them, which Russia is threatening, would be a violation of the law of armed conflict and a violation of the Geneva Conventions, Finkelstein said, though she is quick to note that invoking the conventions could put the U.S. government in an awkward position. The U.S. has a doleful track record when it comes to respecting the law of war and the treatment of wartime prisoners.
Subscribe to the podcast.